talk about two primetime games that came down to literally the last minute.
He's a bad man.
We saw two bad men's, number 12, both of them.
The two goats, to be honest.
Still controlling things around here. Oh, man. First, let's talk about, you guys want to talk about Brady?
The goat, yeah.
Let's talk about Brady real quick.
That game was crazy.
Man.
From start to finish.
Pancho, you said they were combined for 62. They almost combined for how many? What was the final score?
83. That's crazy.
That's unbelievable.
That's the football we want to see, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, for the viewers, it's fun.
That's going to be the future. Like, high-scoring games. Like, defenses can't stop that, man. When you could throw for 80 yards, like, of course, Pat Mahomes, he was looking, like, kind of, like, shaky in the beginning because, like, that's Bill Belichick's...
That's human nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he turned it around in the second half. And then, like, at the end of the game, especially when he was... throwing 80-yard bombs to Tyreek Hill, bro. Oh, my God.
Tyreek Hill killed me in fantasy, bro.
Yeah, man. I had a shot until he got three touchdowns. Yeah. I had a shot.
That had me sick.
Yeah.
But Pat Mahomes kept his composure, to be honest. Like, that. Like, I'm not saying it's good to lose, but, like, that was a good showing by him.
Yeah, he definitely is mentally strong. Yeah. That's what I got out of it. Yeah. And sure that he could keep up. You know, he did make some mistakes in the beginning, but, you know, so did Kareem Hunt in the game against the Patriots last year, the season opener, but he bounced back. He started off with the fumble. It just shows, bro, that these players are getting mentally stronger, and that's all that matters when it comes down to being great. You could always be good, but being great is...
Patriots do not want to see him in the playoffs.
Nah. After what I saw, bro, like, he really... After starting off poorly like that, I'm like, oh, no, it's the Bill Belichick effect, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, like first-year quarterbacks, young quarterbacks. But then this man really turned around, and he was making some difficult throws. I'm like, wow, this guy's going to be great. Like, he really did that.
It's going to be fun watching him for so many years to come now.
It's almost like Brady was passing the throne, to be honest.
I mean, He sprinted over to him after the game ended. Sprinted, bro, like... Mm-hmm. He had the utmost respect. But even Belichick, bro, the thing that I had is he was discrediting anything that Mahomes did.
Really?
I didn't see the post-game. That's what I got out of it, at least.
Uh-huh.
In the post-conference, he was just like, they were like, yo, how was it so, like, explosive? You know, how did you feel so explosive? And he was just like, Tyreek Hill.
Really?
He was just gave it all to them. He didn't say one thing about Pat Mahomes throughout that whole press conference post-game. So Tyreek Hill is the best explosive player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like... That's it. Like, it's a Tyreek. That's the only name he kept saying, Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt.
Because, like, I think that's the only thing that he
Travis
was...
Kelce.
Because everyone says that Bill Belichick will take away your best player, right?
Yeah.
He failed to do that.
Do you think Tyreek Hill's their best player?
Oh, yeah.
Not Kelce or Hunt?
Well, it's Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I give it to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, because he could do more, like, just receiving.
Oh, yeah.
Returning.
Returns and stuff like that.
Easily their best player.
Yeah.
Other than, obviously.
The thing different about the Patriots this year is, like, they actually have a running game. Like, a pure dominant run. That's
Sony Michel. Yeah.
He got 24 carries, over 100 yards.
That's my guy, bro. Shout out TK because...
He's really doing good, man.
I was like, yo, TK, is this kid really going to be this good, bro? I mean, like, I was holding on to him in fantasy. It was, yo, bro, in Georgia, he was eating, bro. The Patriots drafted him. He's going to get his playing time, and when he gets his playing time, he'll... start eating, bro.
What round was he drafted in?
First
round.
Yeah.
Late first round, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or 31st, yeah.
So I held on to him, you know, and started starting him, bro. And wow, it's working out, bro. So shout out UTK, for real. You know the vibe.
I think one also crazy thing, I think Chris Collinsworth said or something like that, how Brady has played in, like, how many Super Bowls has it been? Eight?
Eight, I'm pretty
and, like,
sure.
Pat Mahomes has started 8 games. Like, it's just crazy that, like, the experience was so different. But he was playing like he's been here for years.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You just appreciate the level of respect they have for one another,
definitely.
Bro. Even what Bill Belichick, this is what else he did say. He said, you know, great game plan by Andy, of course, as usual, you know, because Andy Reid does have great schematic.
Mm-hmm. Him plans. And Andy Reid go way back.
Yeah, way, way, way back.
Belichick usually always gets the best of them, though.
Because
that's what Bill Belichick does. Gotta give it to him.
You guys want to talk about the other GOAT?
The other number 12, bro. Mike McCarthy is trash. Let me make that very clear. Hell yeah. Hey, Aaron Rodgers was calling his own plays.
Like audibles all the time.
Oh, yeah. He was doing it the whole time, and especially when it came down to the wire.
Uh-huh.
And
That's what he does when, like, when it's like two minute drill.
Yeah, because he doesn't trust anyone else by himself, bro. That whole.
He's the one that's reading the
franchise defense. Has crushed him.
Mike McCarthy's not reading the defense as well as Aaron Rodgers.
Nope, and he kept throwing darts, darts, money. Every single throw was on the money, bro. Uh-huh. And that's what that's what you pay that man $134 million
while he's injured
to go down there.
And win like the game.
It's like we all knew it was going to happen already. Mm-hmm. Once he got back the ball with like 5 minutes, we're like, all right, it's over. Like, even the commentators are like, oh, I wonder. He literally said, I wonder what's going to happen.
He said, I wonder what rabbit. He said rabbit. I remember Jason Witten said rabbit. What rabbit he's going to pull out of his hat.
That means we're so lucky to witness him play, bro.
Yeah, man.
Him and Brady.
Yeah. I mean, all the amazing athletes, historical athletes that go down.
Uh-huh.
In our lifetime, like, it's great. We saw Calvin Johnson play, bro.
I don't know why he retired early, man. That was a beautiful, so beautiful.
Yeah, watch tight
we saw Randy. We saw like Randy Moss in his prime, just late in his prime.
Yeah, man, Kobe. Yeah.
Kobe. We saw Kobe. We seen LeBron.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Peyton Manning.
There's just so many wonderful athletes. Serena Williams, bro.
Yeah,
playing, but like, it goes down. Like, I can't wait to inshallah tell my kids. You know, like, bro, we got to see these guys play. We got,
but they won't believe it. Like, how good they were. They'll think the people who they're watching right now are better.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to become like that MJ LeBron. Yeah. Oh, but dad, look, LeBron Zion Williams is definitely better than LeBron James. Just be like, let me tell you a little story, bro. 3-1 comeback. And let's move on to that real quick. Abdul, NBA? You said there was something going on at your workplace about these.
Oh, we were just talking about like how valuable LeBron is to the NBA.
He's the best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
He's their moneymaker.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
He is the bread and butter of the NBA.
And so I was saying, if you remove LeBron from the NBA, I don't believe it's as big or as popular or the viewers are as high as they are.
Definitely.
Oh, that's common sense, bro. Like,
Everybody loves watching LeBron. Like, they all, like, prime time, we love watching Aaron Rodgers. We love watching Brady.
Yeah, you love seeing the best of the best.
Exactly.
And when it comes down to it, LeBron is the best of the best.
A finals without LeBron won't get as much viewers.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah,
like
a finals without LeBron.
The thing is, he's been in the finals in the last like 9 years.
I can't even imagine a finals without LeBron now. Like, it's gonna be, if it doesn't happen, it's gonna be weird. It's been 9 straight.
Yeah, 9 straight. It might happen this year.
It might happen this year, but I'm not counting out the young Lakers squad. But I'm gonna see how they play, because you know they might just shock the nation, bro.
He could.
No, which should I stay?
They have the potential.
If Ingram plays like how he was in the preseason, LeBron's going to do LeBron. It's definitely possible. And JaVale McGee plays like the way he's playing right now.
JaVale McGee.
If Lonzo somehow plays like how he's supposed to.
He's coming off an injury. I don't know. He gained some.
Still got Rondo, too, to feed him the ball.
Yeah. The Lakers are going to be that Showtime fun team to watch. Like, it's gonna literally just the Kansas City. Like, you could compare Kansas City and the Lakers easily.
Young fast.
Athletic, fast.
I never seen like
going down the court,
like so happy to play for a city.
Because if
Miami, you were just trying to win a ring. Like we all knew that. Like because like he thought he couldn't win one in Cleveland.
Then so he was just playing with real NBA players.
Yeah. When
And when he went back to Cleveland, he only wanted to win a ring just to shut everybody up and just for Cleveland.
Yeah.
But now he's doing something for himself. You know,
I feel like he's playing ball because he loves it at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it seems like. And he's like, hey, if as I play, like these guys get better, that's it make me look better too.
He knows what he's doing with his legacy, bro. He's a very
smart,
calculated individual.
I definitely think he's probably either best or second best when he's done. There's no debate. He doesn't have to win anything. He doesn't have to do anything else.
Yeah. He's already, as far as his legacy, even outside of basketball, is
amazing.
Far more superior than Michael Jordan's.
Yeah, I agree.
He's done too much more than him, bro. And, like, he knows the day and age where we live and everything's on media, and he's handling it so well, bro. Mm-hmm. He's handling it so well. And he talked about it on The Shop where he said that 2011 finals, 2010-2011 season against the Mavericks, was his greatest achievement.
Yeah.
Not failure.
Uh-huh.
My greatest achievement.
That's awesome. When he said that, when I was watching that, I was like, dang.
At first, I was confused. But then he started to talk about it, and I was like, wow, that's
great.
Yeah,
man, because it bounced back. You know, they started all these rumors up or around that time of year where LeBron's was, he was writing notes to his letters to his naysayers, his haters, quote unquote haters, before the finals ended. It was, they had a 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
I think so. Hold up. It might have been 1-1.
They had the lead.
They had the, they had the lead.
Yeah.
And he started writing notes, letters to his, all his haters and media members saying how he's going to, he finally got his ring. He finally got his ring. And karma happened, bro. We're talking about the chosen one turning into the frozen one. JJ Barea was guarding him. And, you know, just to bounce back from something so bad, like, imagine the media. I remember that at that time, the media was literally bashing him, bro. Bashing. Like, he was literally, like, the hated person, bro.
Because they compared him how early Kobe won a ring. So they expected him to do the same thing.
And then him and D-Wade ended up doing the... back to back. Hit him when Derek said that he was sick, they ended up walking into the tunnel with the just like mocking him almost, and they blew a 7-point lead with a minute left to lose that game, and they banked on Chris Bosh hitting a shot that he was not gonna hit, and they ended up losing the finals because momentum swung, and you know, it did end up being his greatest achievement, accomplishment, whatever,
something he had to overcome, you know, like within himself, and like he bounced back.
Like, no matter how good you think you are, there's always, you never know.
You know, talent will only get you so far. That Mavericks team was playing with heart. Teamwork. It was just something fun to watch. But as a Heat fan, it was not fun to watch.
Hey, but they went back to back.
They went back to back, and then I saw the greatest finals in this past decade. Heat, Spurs, bro. That has to be it, bro.
No, I'm saying the best team ever versus the best player ever is the best finals in our generation. But like, think about that.
They, I mean, no, if
that's literally what you want
to
see.
The only thing why I have to take, there's a flaw in that finals. Okay. Draymond getting suspended. There's a flaw in that, bro. That's the only reason why. Like, you have Ray Allen hitting that clutch after LeBron breaks it. Greg Popovich made this decision where he was going to take out Tim Duncan. And Chris Bosh got a board because of that. Kicked it out to Ray Allen. We know the rest, bro. Bang. From downtown.
Man. Ray Allen saved him.
They were bringing out everything, and he hits the shot.
Yeah, they brought the yellow tape out. Yeah. D-Wade said it. He said when they saw the yellow tape come out, they were like, all right, this is not happening in our arena. They're not disrespecting us like this. Went out there, balled, bro. And even Game 7, went out there, balled. And that's when the format for the finals was... I'm pretty sure that was the last finals where it was a 1-3-1 format. No, it wasn't. That was the Oklahoma City one. Where there was the finals was a 1-3-1 format.
Okay.
Which obviously benefited the lower seed. Because if you went out there, which the Heat did in 2012 against Oklahoma City, they won game one. The next three games they had at home. They won. They Thunder won the first one. I don't know what I'm saying, but they. I'm so glad they changed that format, though. Because the 1-3-1 format was baloney.
It goes 2-2-1-1-1.
Yeah, 2-2-1-1-1,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more fair.
Yeah.
Way more fair, bro.
I think baseball does the same thing, right?
Yeah. It goes like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, this NBA season is getting started. It got started last night.
Take early predictions.
What were your guys' takes from, like, what happened last night?
I mean, I don't really like to judge off the first game because everybody's, like, a first game back in a while, you know what I mean? Like, but I like what I saw from the Celtics. They're playing. They look good. Like, they have a lot of debt. That's what I like about them.
And finally.
Yeah, I think by the end of the season, we're going to see Jason Tatum take over that team.
Yeah.
It was funny because Kyrie left.
Yeah. I saw Cleveland. Something. It said, like, Jason Tatum better watch himself before Kyrie gets jealous and leaves the Celtics.
He could.
And I'm coming to the Knicks.
That's not. That's a lot of rumors,
Knicks fans everywhere.
How do you guys feel about Gordon Hayward playing? Gordon Hayward.
He had a dagger for them.
That's it, though. He wasn't. I understand he's coming right off
the injury.
They're
going to keep him, bro. They're going to keep him. I don't know. I think they're going to keep him. They know the depth.
If they get good value off of it, I don't think they're going to keep him.
What is good value? What does that Celtics team need?
They don't need anybody more. They have everybody that they need.
Yeah, so it's like.
Maybe like another shooter. Maybe. Not maybe. Really. They don't need anything, though.
Maybe. But
yeah.
When it comes to beating the Warriors, I feel like the only thing you need is that depth. So
yeah,
them trying to get rid of that would be like shooting themselves in the foot. No Plexico Barras. Have to do that. But yeah bro, they're gonna try. If they try trading for him, I'm gonna be disappointed in Danny Ainge.
Yeah, because the man just came off a huge, disgusting injury.
Yeah,
that's just mad disrespect. How'd you feel about the Warriors game though?
Warriors-esque. They're gonna dominate, bro.
That's without Boogie, right?
Curry
Boogie
had 32 points. KD's ball handles are getting.
KD looks unreal. Quick, man. Like he looks quick. I don't know what to say.
Co-MVPs? Nah, I'm kidding.
I wouldn't be surprised if the MVP race comes down
to too?
KD, LeBron,
and like,
and probably Steph could chime his way in.
But
there.
Steph always seems to like hurt himself.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then it ends up being KD's team.
Yeah.
And then if it comes down to those two,
how do you feel about Russ not playing though?
Game.
The first game against KD.
You want me to be honest?
Yeah.
Bitch move.
I agree.
Bitch move.
I agree.
Pancham, you're an avid Russ fan, bro. What you have to say about this?
To be honest, I was like, I was looking at the game like, where the hell is Russ? I looked up Twitter. I looked up the Russ names on Twitter. I'm like, bro, he really sat out. I was like,
of a knee injury.
A knee injury, and he looked fine to me when he was getting up and cheering and shit.
He was on the sideline screaming, yelling at his teammates.
I'm like, yo.
Bet you play the next game though.
Yeah,
he'll play the next game. He doesn't want to start 0-2.
Russ is a. You guys talk about divas. We always talk about divas.
Yeah,
Russ is one of the biggest divas in the NBA. Quote me on that.
Okay.
Now, I'm not the biggest Russ fan, so I could be a little biased here.
Me either.
But I'm fair. You know, the triple-doubles is cool. Everything's cool about that. But does it translate to winning?
Never. It has in the past 2 years.
They shouldn't have gotten knocked out in the first round, bro.
They shouldn't. They should have won that series.
Against the Jazz, right?
Yeah.
But Russ doesn't have any help.
He's Paul George. He's Steven Adams.
Carmelo Anthony came off the bench last night.
He did?
He came off the bench. They had him starting. They didn't have him in the starting lineup.
Some of the Rockets? The Rockets played last night, bro?
Oh, shoot.
You forgot he's on the
Rockets. I forgot he's on the Rockets. All right, I'm kidding, bro. I didn't know what I was talking about for a second. But let me get back to Russ real quick, since I do know a lot about Russ. Because I studied him. Just like Drake studied rap battles, quote unquote. When I did the eyeball test with Russell Westbrook, I see a player who cares about his own stats more than winning. But SK, he has so much heart, bro, that it's all heart.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's selfishness. If you're a point guard for a team, I'm looking at you to make other players better, improving them, not pushing them to get rebounds. But, you know, he just loves the game so much. No. He loves his stats. He wants to be up there with Oscar Robertson. He doesn't want to be up there with Steph Curry. He doesn't want to be up there with Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to be up there with Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
He wants his own thing, and that own thing is not winning rings, patting the stat sheets up.
Mm-hmm.
He's a stat sheet stuffer.
Mm-hmm.
And mark me on this. Russell Westbrook will never win an NBA championship in his career if he stays with Oklahoma City. Or even if he goes to another team, he is a toxic teammate. So mark me on that.
I don't know. If he goes to like the Lakers, bro, I could see them easily winning.
Nah, I feel like that would not work out.
When KD and Russ, they had their differences. But like they still was up 3-1 to the Warriors. And KD choked a lot in that series.
KD choked a lot, but you have to understand that I rewatched the tape. KD was literally calling for the ball. Like, the reason why he choked was because you see the same thing happening when LeBron's teammates are getting cold. Yeah, because LeBron's scoring all the points. He's not getting his teammates involved. Russ wasn't getting his teammates involved, bro. And yeah, KD bricked a lot of shots because he didn't have momentum.
But at the same time, KD had 40-something points, and Russ had 40-something points, too. So, like,
but they, look they at worked the shots, well, bro. The number of shots.
They worked well. But
they played well together.
The thing is that when KD got hurt, it became Russ's team at that point. Mm-hmm. Quote unquote, the media was saying this, got in Kevin Durant's hand or head. And then when he came out on the court, it started showing that it was going to be like that. And so when they did drop for 47-40, everyone was still looking at it like, oh, come on, you know, like, oh, it's all KD's fault. It's all KD's fault. And KD said, you guys, I'm going to go to the 73-9 team. I'm going to keep winning rings here because that's what I care about. Winning. I care about rings. Winning. I care about winning. I don't care about
money.
No others. I don't care about no stats. I want to win.
I don't like that move at all.
I don't like the move either, but as a psychological.
It was good for him. Like, mental if he wanted to take the easy way out, in my opinion, easy. And just win, yeah, it was the easy way.
Very easy way.
I'm not saying it's not.
It's almost.
But it's not like he got carried. So I want to say easy.
He had to put in work, though. I mean, he obviously had to put in work, but like, but it was the easiest way.
Yeah, it is easy to score. It is easy to score 35 points consistently when you have three other shooters or two other shooters, consistent shooters. So he did take the easy way out. But, you know, I don't blame him because you're just frustrated, you know? And I wouldn't be surprised if he does go back to OKC. You brought that point up.
I think he... I don't know.
It would be a very good fairy tale ending. Storylines. Go back to storylines.
If he goes back and wins a ring, that would be...
But so that would help the Russ conversation out?
But I don't think they would win a ring because the same problems would happen, bro.
I mean, if he has PG and KD and Russ, I think Russ would understand, like, you know what? I got to change my way.
I'm taking that Lakers team over.
I would take the Lakers team over.
I like LeBron. I got to. But, like... going back to the thing with like Russ now, I'm saying like if Russ goes to the Lakers next year and like they get another piece, I feel like LeBron will help Russ overcome his ways, and like I feel like they would win a chip.
I'm still standing on my statement. I don't think that man's winning a ring, bro. Toxic teammate. It's like when TK joins the squad in Fortnite, bro. It's just toxic, bro.
Chemistry goes down to zero.
And then you were just talking about other stuff, like. Yeah. Oh, damn, we just got lit up. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, maybe because we were talking about fantasy football.
In the middle.
And the Raiders being
1-5.
And they're crying on the sideline. I want to talk about this for a second because this team had such great, highly expectations, bro.
Due to the coach they hired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we just got Jordy Nelson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we just Derek Carr's healthy.
We just got Martavis Bryant, too.
Marshawn Lynch is healthy.
Doug Martin's looking good. Mm-hmm. Marshawn Lynch is going to be able to run with this. Nah. John Gruden, this is a new NFL.
Thank you.
This is not the NFL that was there, 15, 20 years ago? No, there's such thing called RPOs where you need a defensive player to stop arguably the best defensive player in Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
That is going to be... the thing that is always going to be haunting John Gruden.
Especially if he wins Defensive Player of the Year this year.
Mm-hmm.
Which he's probably on pace
on
for.
On pace, yeah. John Gruden. Just say you don't want Derek Carr as your guy.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Trade him. Draft your
Get
guy.
Get rid of him. Draft whatever guy you want.
Yeah.
Trade him to the Giants.
I was never a fan of this man.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Carr. Very overrated.
Yeah.
Very, very overrated. He fits the Raiders mentality. You know, he's Sid from Toy Story. Yeah, man, but he can't throw the football. He can't handle the pressure. He can't do it. He's not your guy. So, you know, maybe they're going to move in a new direction. I think John Gruden does want his own guy. And, you know, I heard there are rumors going around that they're open to shopping.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper.
And their safety. They want a first-round pick for Amari Cooper.
Now, what is this team going to come to Las Vegas with?
Nothing.
John Gruden. That's all you need.
We got John Gruden. 10 mil.
Yeah.
10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pancho, what the hell is he going to have, though? What is he going to have? He's going to have...
40-year-old Lynch.
And 35-year-old Jordy Nelson. What is going on with this Raiders team? Now, if I'm the general manager, I'm asking Gruden the same thing. What are you doing? What is going on? Can we trust you?
You can't. Good coaches learn from other coaches' mistakes. And everybody witnessed how Seattle lost the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm. Downfall.
Yeah.
That was the downfall of the Seattle.
I'm talking about just that one final play. And what happened 2 weeks ago? First and goal, Marshawn in the background. Give it to Derek Carr, throws a pick. Lose the game. Come on, John Gruden. Come on, John Gruden.
I remember when Derek Carr was mocking the Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm. For that. He's like, oh, yeah, I would run it with Lynch.
Oh, what happened, bro? And you threw a pick on the goal line, man.
You should have just lost the game.
The Buffalo has a better record than the Raiders right now.
The Jets.
The Giants have the same record as the Raiders. Both of them teams are disappointing.
Okay, so who's winning a game against the Raiders and Giants?
Giants, because there's no one on that team that's covering Odell. And they have no defensive pressure coming from the line, bro. They're not stopping Saquon. The Giants are such a good team on paper, but like it's one person that's ruining it. I'm not even, number 10. I'm not even saying his name. We're not saying his name on the show anymore.
Everybody knows who it is.
Number 10. Just know we can't say his name. But he's a two-time Super Bowl MVP. But we refer to him as number 10 now.
He needs to
go. Are we okay with that?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Number 10, you gots to go. Drop a funk flex bomb.
The only reason why I don't think it was a bad decision to draft Saquon is because they'll get a quarterback this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's what I understood, too. And you know, I was on the whole, take the quarterback, take the quarterback. Yeah, don't fall in love with the guy with the big thighs.
Yeah.
But then I think about it.
They thought
they can get a quarterback next year.
And they thought Eli's bad play last year was because of McAdoo. So they were like, let's try 1 year under Pat Shurmur and see how it goes.
I'm still sticking by my theory earlier. A little skeptical. He's just trying to make the New York fan base a stubborn fan base, by the way. A fan base that is in love with this number 10 player because of what he's done in the past. Uh-huh. And they're not willing to let go. But Pat Shurmur is going to show him, we got to move on. Or else it's sinking. We're going to sink like the Titanic. It's going to go downhill quick. So they're going to take a quarterback.
Yeah.
But the question is, what quarterbacks are good right now? Because I don't watch college football, bro. I'm probably never going to get into it.
I'm not going to get into it either.
What's his name? The ordering.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Oregon, yeah.
I forgot.
Hurst? Hurst, something like that? Yeah. All right, because I've heard nothing about this kid. But from what I hear, this kid's pretty good at football.
Yeah, yeah. He should be the first quarterback.
He could throw on the run.
Yeah.
Something that Eli was never able to do. But yeah, going
number
back,
10.
Yeah, number 10.
Number 10.
My fault.
Number 10.
But like,
I'll bleep it out.
Please do so.
There's not going to be another Saquon Barkley probably for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm understanding that.
There's going to be a quarterback for the next, at least one every draft class for the next whatever years. So I think it was the right decision, in my opinion.
It's probably going to be either him or RJ Barrett from Ohio State.
Is Tua eligible?
No.
Because he's only a sophomore. I think he'll be eligible after next year.
Okay. So, yeah, they're going to definitely get a quarterback because number 10 is not getting it done.
Say they don't get a quarterback. What do you say about the Giants franchise?
They're a joke. You're talking about the Jets being the best team in New York.
Yeah, I hope they don't get a QB next year.
Jets don't need a QB.
I said I hope the Giants don't get a QB next year.
Yeah.
So like,
what if they say, hey, we have who's their backup that they recently got? I forgot his name.
I don't even know.
Say like we're not going to draft the QB, but we're going to try to develop him, and draft pieces around him.
Let's see how that works.
The only reason why I could actually see them doing that is so because they know that they're going to get Tua next year. I mean the year after that.
That means they have to tank again, and New Yorkers don't like that.
I mean, the whole New York, any team in New York is accustomed to franchises in the last 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the Knicks, talking about the Jets, talking about the, you know, even technically Buffalo, technically the Giants. It seems like right now in the East Coast, it's all about rebuilding. Yeah. West Coast got it all figured out, bro.
West Coast, yeah.
East Coast is rebuilding, bro.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's just something fans have to be patient with. Mm-hmm. You and I have both been patient, bro. I mean, I think I'm safe with saying I got my franchise quarterback. You've been safe with that.
Yeah.
My franchise quarterback just got hurt.
Yeah. But it doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, it's like 2 to 4 weeks.
I think it's the same injury Mariota had, so.
Yeah, man, but I wanted to go to this New England game, bro. Yeah. I wanted to see the GOAT and the future GOAT. Inshallah,
like
play.
I like that.
It's cool because, like, with Josh Allen, he reminds me a lot of Carson Wentz. And with, like, Sam Darnold, I don't even know who he reminds me. Like, he's another version of himself because, like, he's conservative. You know what I mean? Like, 24 for 30, 200 yards and a touchdown.
That's what I noticed.
Maybe, like, a Matt Stafford. I don't know.
Just, yeah. Just throwing out there. I mean, yeah. But Matt Stafford likes to take risks, too. Yeah. Like, deep ball. But, like,
because he had Calvin Johnson, though.
Yeah.
So it was easy to take risks like that. You're going to have a guy who wins a 50-50 ball almost 100% of the time.
Yeah. Literally, like, 99.8%.
But yeah. I like what I'm seeing from all the QBs besides Josh Rosen.
Yeah, this is amazing. This is amazing QB class, and the Giants didn't take a quarterback. I think that will haunt them for a while.
Yeah, if they draft the QB next year and it's not like a good QB, they're gonna get then a lot. Yeah, that's
bad. And Sam Darnold starts to cook, bro. They're gonna be sick.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen, bro. Everybody's just talking about Sam Darnold and Josh Allen. If Josh Allen ends up being like Carson Wentz, bro, it's that'll be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. While we're on this talk of quarterbacks, why does I forgot his name. I don't even want to say his name. I don't want to remember his name.
What team was he on?
Buffalo. Nathan.
Oh.
Nathan Peters shit.
He's not starting, though.
Yeah, Derek Anderson is. Yeah. But why does he still have an NFL career?
But Kaepernick doesn't.
I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah.
This man has 79 passing attempts.
How many completions? 12?
9 of them are INTs. Six of them happened in one game. Or 5. I don't care. It was a shitty game to watch.
How many touchdowns does he have?
Probably 0.
Does he have a relationship to somebody in that organization?
If they do, that's nepotism. Fire both of them.
Yeah. It could be the owner, but... I doubt it. That dude.
Now Buffalo is turning into a laughing stock of a franchise.
Just because of that one man?
Yeah, bro. Because why is he still in? Why is he on the team, bro?
Why is he having a paycheck every game?
Lost us a game where it was winnable.
When he got hurt, Josh Allen got hurt, right?
13-13. You get down there. Now there's very little stuff you have to do that goes wrong when it's a tie game with under like almost 2 minutes left.
You guys are driving down the field.
Not even. They're chilling, backed up.
McCoy's playing.
Yeah. He's doing well. And you throw an ill-advised pass that goes for a pick six. Now it's 20-13. You come back down. Banjo, you throw another one.
Oh, my God.
Not a pick six, but you throw a pick. Shaking my head. It's hard being a Buffalo fan, bro. I cry myself to sleep.
You saw them in playoffs last year, man.
Yeah, but we didn't even get in there on our own terms, bro. We had to depend on another team.
you know what I saw that was pretty interesting, like, on football with the Cowboys? Was Conor McGregor, like, hyping up the Cowboys.
Oh.
Yo, that's actually mad funny.
Yeah, man. I was so happy because I put the Cowboys defense in literally last second. Thinking, oh, you know, Bortles.
Yeah.
He got me 12 points. I was pretty happy. But McGregor did hype that whole squad up, bro. I don't know for what, yo. He probably...
I wonder how much Jerry Jones paid him to be a Cowboys fan.
Bread.
Yeah, right?
Definitely.
And a little sucky. But yeah, man. That Cowboys team has a top 2 defense.
Yeah.
Statistically.
Really? Top 2? Is it really that good?
Statistically. Yeah. Apparently.
That's good. That's
probably
good.
A fact.
Should I be scared?
That's probably a Facebook fact.
Should I be scared?
Hell no. Don't be worried about it.
Okay, good.
Don't be worried about it. Don't be worried about it.
Yeah, you shouldn't be worried about that.
They'll still lose all their divisional games, probably.
Besides with the Giants.
Yeah. Maybe they might win a few. I take that back. They might win a few against the two against the Redskins.
I don't know. Maybe. I could actually see them doing good just because like, the storyline is America's team.
Storyline.
America.
No, because, like, Mark. They was not supposed to win that game against the Jaguars.
That like, game ruined me, bro.
Like, come on. I mean, like, the Jaguars are supposed to be this team.
They weren't supposed to win. They won 40-7.
Exactly.
That was the first time I seen Jalen Ramsey not say a word after a game.
But, like, what I heard around the league, what all the analysts were saying was Jason Garrett said, Dak, do your thing, bro. He let him play more freely. Yeah. You said have fun. Like, he looked good. Yeah, Dak looked like he did it his rookie year, bro.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked
back-to-back weeks, in my opinion.
Well, funny, I found myself saying, you like Dak? Mm-hmm. You like Dak?
And they, honestly, they only have Cole Beasley.
Yeah, man, Allen Hurts is pooping the bed, bro. Yeah.
But Zeke is doing his thing, man.
Yeah. Michael Gallup got a touchdown, so.
Yeah, that was, saw that.
So let's get ready to hype the train up. Yo, I'm going to start the hype train.
What?
Cowboys going to the Super Bowl.
I hate Cowboy fan base Twitter.
We're going to the Super Bowl, guys.
I saw one tweet said, oh, Cowboys have a top five defense. Dak playing like himself. Oh, Super Bowl champs. I'm getting it tatted. Like,
I hope he does.
Dallas fans all need mental
health
checkups.
This is not the 1990s when they were dominating. Your team hasn't won a playoff game in 20-something years.
Bombs. I'm going to drop a funk. But Des had it here. It was a catch. Yeah. It was a catch.
It was a catch, right?
That was almost 4 years ago.
They still bring that up.
Get over it.
You don't even have that QB and wide receiver anymore.
Get over it. That's like me complaining about Buffalo losing to the Houston Oilers almost 20 years ago.
Get over
it. It was a forward lateral pass, though.
Get over
it. We got over it, bro. We lost four Super Bowls. It's cool. We're good.
Yeah.
Just admit, we suck, yo. Just, that's what I want franchises. Fan base.
Exactly.
Yeah, your team sucks. Call it how it is. Mm-hmm. Don't try making excuses from their team, bro. Like, there's no need to have this emotional interest in them. Like, it's weird. Very weird. Dallas Cowboys fan, I'm talking to you guys. He has a weird, weird relationship with your team.
I hate him.
Oh, man. What is there to talk about? I feel like
there's we change the topic, they got to get rid of Jason Garrett.
Oh, yeah, they're going to.
I just know him and Jerry Jones are best friends. That's the only
reason they have a friendship.
Yeah, like genuine friendship.
Yeah, they do.
That's why he's been there for like 7 years.
I mean, if they don't get rid of him, then they're going to get rid of Scott Linehan.
Okay, yeah.
Because that guy's trash, bro. I looked through his playbook.
You did?
I looked through it. Like, it was back when he was in, I think it was Idaho or Iowa. Yeah. Some weird middle state.
Bunch of basic plays.
Yeah, man. It's like something that my boy D-Block football would be able to draw up, bro. It was for a college team, but might have been a high school, but these plays were, bro.
Yeah.
Simple concepts. Mm-hmm. My boy John would defensively lock this bull up with his high school Alabama team. Shout out John, bro.
Yeah, shout out John. He was on episode.
Yes, sir. So,
what'd you move on? Wanted to move on to
McGregor? I mean, not McGregor. Khabib.
Yeah, let's get into that.
That's not even. That's just all money.
It's happening for sure.
Well, Floyd
said he's gonna fight Khabib though.
Let's get it.
I hope it happens.
He's boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be boxing. He said.
Let's get it.
He said I'm gonna make more money than I did when I fought McGregor, and I'm gonna win.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the best defensive boxer of all time.
Yeah, versus a wrestler.
Let's get it.
But everyone wants to see Khabib lose because of...
No, I'm not paying $100 for this.
Yeah.
Let's get it straight.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be... Six rounds of the most with Floyd winning in the end.
Yeah.
And being 2-0. I want to see Floyd going to the UFC.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen,
he's
though.
Too old now.
I saw a thing where just like they should do a thing where it's 5 rounds of boxing. And if they get out, if Floyd survives that, if Floyd doesn't knock him out, then it's go like 5 rounds UFC.
I think Khabib will play that so smart. He'll let it go to the 6th round and just end Floyd's life.
Well, Floyd would have to try to.
Yeah. Boxing is weird though. Boxing is so like I hate to say it about any sport, but boxing seems so rigged, bro.
Oh, it's rigged.
So rigged.
You think so?
Yeah,
man. That's why like
I've seen fights where just like. We like that Pacquiao fight the first one against Timothy Bradley. Mm-hmm. I never seen Timothy Bradley get hit so much like that against Pacquiao, and they called it for Timothy Bradley. That was one of the most rigged fights I've ever seen in my life. The one against Jeff Horn, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, in Pacquiao.
Yeah. And like it's a really rigged sport, and like you can't really do anything about it. Where the UFC, you know, like most like almost like 70% of the chance the fight is considered on a submission or a knockout. So yeah, but the judges judge it right most of the time, which is fair. But like, oh my god,
like Floyd has so much money he can pay the judges.
Yeah,
that's yeah, it's that simple.
It comes down to that, bro. Yeah. That's why I'm not gonna buy this. You know, it's just stupid. I'll find a stream somewhere. We'll find streams.
It's not worth buying.
It's not worth buying, bro. But anything boxing related, I'm over it, bro. I'm a
UFC take
UFC, UFC yeah. fan. Bro. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. We all are. Thank you.
UFC, thank you. Yeah, UFC putting us on.
UFC 230. Where you at?
November.
John
weeks.
Jones is fighting.
John Jones.
The return.
Derek Lewis.
The Black Beast.
Nate Diaz found, did he find an opponent? I don't think so. Right? No. I wanted to see Nate Diaz fight.
Damn, I want to see him fight too.
Nate Diaz is just, I love. He has a lot of like energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's a punching bag. Like, you could hit him, like, with two kicks in the head. He will always stand up, man. Like, respects to him. He got heart. And I just love his attitude. Like, there's just, like, he'll talk to you during the fight. He's like, yo, that's all you got and stuff. Like, he was talking McGregor when they were fighting. Like, in the
that's
ring.
That's hard. I'll talk McGregor. It's hard to talk McGregor.
So, we're going to have to wait to see this bull fight.
Yeah.
Anyone, now that the Yankees are out, are we paying any attention to MLB playoffs?
Oh, no. Oh.
How's that going on? Because I don't really care.
So, like, I saw this really crazy play where Machado, he's on the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I think they're playing the Blues right now. And so Machado hit a ground ball to the third base, and he was running down. It was a clear out already, right? So this man, dirty player. He's a dirty player, like, because it was a past stuff he did in his past, too. So this guy is running on the base, and he's getting thrown out. It was already called an out. This guy steps on the base and kicks the first baseman's leg.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm.
And then, like, it starts, like, a whole, like, big, brawl. Like, brawl, basically. Well, it didn't really brawl, but, like, everybody cleared the benches and stuff. And I'm just like, yo, that was a real dirty play.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, he just took his foot off the bag. But come on, like, that's just a habit. Like, you're already out by a mile. You know what I mean? Like
MLB playoffs getting wild. Wow.
Wait, so who do you think? It's the Bruins and Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
Versus
who's winning that series?
Sox and Astros, right?
Honestly, I don't know. But, well, I want to say Brewers.
Yeah, I think Brewers are winning.
And Astros.
Yeah. And then Astros
are going to win. Astro World.
And Astros
going to win. Are Astros going to win it again?
Yeah. Because their pitching is so good, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's nuts. Like, what? Pitching wins championships in baseball. I hate to say it because
Yankees have great hitters.
Yankees have great hitters, but like great pitching beats great hitters
every
time. So that's what happened there.
All right. Well, there it has it for the baseball people. any other thoughts you guys want to cover? There's been a lot going on.
That's about it, I guess.
We can feel like we had some good discussions here, you know?
Yeah, this was a great episode.
I know. This is the thoughts out there. We're fun. Evantrum, you ready for this?
Let's get it.
I think since, like, what's been going on recently, I think you guys should have some rap beef, some rap battle real quick.
A rap battle? Yeah. Beef?
Like, rap battle between you two.
Bro, I'm not good at rapping.
I'm not good at rapping either. I think it's
for
fun.
The fans, though.
Of course, we always do it for the fans.
Of course. We're just going to spit.
I don't know if it's working.
SK, how do you like rap beef so much when you promote so much positivity? I'm a fan of rap. And obviously when there's conflict, I'm going to just be interested in this.
Having some difficulty, just give me a second.
Of course. But meanwhile, if you haven't yet watched, we had dropped a reaction video to Drake talking about Kanye Push and all the events that transpired, and that is going to be in the link in the bio. And we have a playlist of all our episodes are down there in the link as well.
Yeah, we're 13 subs away from 100, so if you haven't subscribed, please do that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. We're trying to get to 100.
We want to see triple digits, bro. Double digits is cool.
We should do that something triple. When we hit 100.
Yeah, Panther's running around the neighborhood naked.
Yo, if we hit 100 subscribers, I would run around my neighborhood naked.
There you go. So. There you go. That's going to be clipped on Twitter.
Oh, shit. That's not good.
You know the vibe. Oh, hey, hey, yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's gonna be a sports related one real quick. Hey. Peterman.
Hey.
Nathan Peterman. What? Peterman. Hey. Nathan Peterman.
Yeah. Okay.
Nathan Peterman. Nathan Peterman. Yeah. Okay. How you still have a job in the NFL? You're so shit. Why are you so shit?
Okay.
9 INTs, 7 9 completions.
Shit.
Oh my God. You're so in trash. Oh my God. You so in trash. Why you trash? Why you crash? Bitch, I bash. I'm getting cash. I don't care. It's looking whack. Nathan Peterman, you're so whack.
Peterman.
Nathan. 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 Pinch him, kill it real quick.
Alright.
Pinch him, kill it real quick.
Yo, yo.
Wait.
Sam Darnold.
Okay.
The motherfucking GOAT.
Hey.
He takes you out of. I don't know. Alright, hold on. I gotta get the beat back. You know, it was really difficult for me to get
real quick.
Alright. Yeah. I'm about to run the show.
Hey.
Also known as Sam Darnold the GOAT.
Hey.
I'm rapping in this garage.
Hey.
Catch us on the collage.
Hey.
Yo. Nobody can stop me.
Okay.
My name is Pancham and I'm a fiend.
Hey.
And that's what I have to say.
Hey.
Just know you know the vibe. Oh,
every
damn.
Day.
Yeah,
hey, Peterman. Nathan. Nathan Peterman. Hey, I'm gonna have to go for verse 3 real quick.
Though, so.
Verse 3? Go ahead.
Hey.
Oh, verse 3. Hey. Never done this before.
Hey. Peterman. Hey. Nathan Peterman. Hey. Why you shit? Always taking hits, ayy. I don't know how you don't quit, ayy. 9 picks and you still a lame, ayy. Cut the beat, ayy. I'm about this heat, ayy. Cut the beat, ayy. I'm about this heat, ayy. Let's get it.
Yo, you guys are getting better. That's good.
We're trying out here, you know?
You know?
When I'm in the shower, I just, you know.
Are you guys gonna drop an album?
Stay tuned.